Welcome back. Many thanks for staying tuned. Still Hard Facts on Nigeria Info. Here in Port Harcourt, the number one talk station. I'm Dio. At 5:07 PM, let's talk. Join the conversation. A reminder, we're live on Facebook, we're live on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation, continue the conversation, and catch up on the conversation via this platform. Remember to like and follow our pages as appropriate. Let's talk about some matter concerning River State at this time. River State Governor Yusuf Nwike says his administration will soon begin promotion in the civil service and employment of 10,000 youths into the service. Governor Nwike said this when the new chairman of Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC in River State, Alex Gwanwal, and the chairman of the Joint Negotiating Council, Emeka Chukwu, and their executives paid him a courtesy visit at the government house in Port Harcourt. And today, the governor accused the former NLC chairperson in the state, Beatrice Tubo, of promoting an unhealthy relationship between Labour and the state government. Let's take a listen to what the governor had to say regarding, or some of what the governor had to say regarding this situation.
Look at the economy. They can't maintain the secretary. It's not by mouth. They can't maintain it. But now that she has left, I have to welcome you. We are going to start the promotion. I didn't want her to take credit. You should take the credit. There's nothing government cannot do for you if you have a good
relationship.
That's how you go about it. You don't go about plotting against the downfall of the government, which will also affect the welfare of your members.
So that the Civil Service Commission can commence the promotion exercise and also commence the employment of the 5,000.
Governor Nwike also said the state government has cleared the backlog of 2016 and 2017 pensions and gratuities. He said the state government spends over 3 billion naira every month for the payment of pensions and gratuities.
We have been paying pensions and gratuities every month, not less than 3% billion set aside to pay gratuities and pensions and benefits. In fact, the former Governor General told me yesterday, they've cleared that of 2016-17. But you see, I'm going to say that I've never paid for 15 months. And that's unfair, quite unfair. How will a government, it has never happened in this state, to go and do the search secretariat for the NLC and GUC? At the same time, the same people he did that for will turn around to begin to blackmail the government. Unfortunate because opposition is trying to use it left out there. But what is the result here?
Let's talk about this, especially, and please be guided or be minded. The conversation focused strictly on the pronouncement regarding promotion of civil servants in the state and, of course, the employment of 10,000 youths into the service, or 10,000 persons into the service. Let's talk about that. Considering the antecedents of the state government, or River State government, should workers in River State be excited by this pronouncement of promotions? And also, those who might be prospective employees into the state civil service, should they be excited by this pronouncement as well? And speaking of antecedents, it's been widely reported that since the inception of this administration, in 2015, I think 2015, there has been no promotion of workers in the state. That's been reported. I hope that information is correct, by the way. Also, speaking of employment, I mean, at different times, this administration has announced plans to employ. On most, if not all of those occasions, this employment drive did not happen. In the first term, between 2015 and 2019, the government, as I did mention earlier on, conducted a needs assessment as far as education, especially at the basic level, was concerned. It was determined then that 10,000 teachers were required and 4,000 non-teaching staff were required to fill existing vacancies in the education sector in River State. And up to date, I'm not aware that those positions have been filled. It's not unlikely that the numbers have increased between then and now, but those vacancies still exist, I suppose. Also, it was reported not too long ago as well, some time ago, that the state government planned to employ, I think 5,000 workers into the state civil service, for which thousands of people, you know, gathered at the state secretariat, causing humongous, terrible traffic for a couple of days, I think 2 days or thereabouts, before the government decided to accept applications, you know, online via some website. And till date, I'm not sure that, at least, I'm not sure, I don't think there's been an announcement. There's 5,000 persons have been employed by the state government. So these are some of the antecedents of the Rivers State government concerning promotion of workers and employment as well. Considering these antecedents of the state government, should workers in Rivers State be excited by the prospect of promotions? Should prospective workers be excited by the pronouncement of an employment drive as well? Lines are open. Call 070-093-093. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on this matter. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, my name is Jude Ogbani.
Go ahead, please. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. Quick one. We've been among those that have been shouting this thing since the inception of this wicked administration. And a lot of time, the likes of Salomon Osikiri have been in your studio misleading the public, telling the public what he wants them to hear, and now are not the things that are reality.
Misleading the public how?
Yes. We've been saying it since the UK government came. He has never employed anybody. You agree with me, the cassava plantation that have been there for over many years that he claimed to have commissioned is still locked down because he doesn't want to employ.
That may not, your statement that this government has never employed anybody may not be entirely true. In tertiary...
Hello?
Your statement that this government has never employed anybody may not be entirely true. Judges have been employed in state-owned tertiary institutions across the state. Just a moment, please. I will let you go on. In state-owned tertiary institutions in the state, both academic and non-academic staff have been employed at different times. Just to put that there, when you say this administration has not employed anybody.
Okay, Dayo, now let me state further. These are things that are before the public domain. You agree with me, the acclaimed employment at the River State University was clearly condemned by the public because the public shouted and said that nobody was aware of this.
I think you're delving into other matters. You could have that conversation as to whether or not the employment was properly done or not. But even you agree now with your comments that there was indeed an employment.
I am not agreeing with you, sir. I am just telling you that whatever it is that has happened, the UK government has failed.
Are you saying that there was no employment at the River State University?
I am not aware of that. Me and you know how the no, public
me,
employment...
No, me, is me, me, and you, me and you me. May not know what you think me and you know.
On which paper was it published? Who applied? The ones that people applied, we saw their CVs all over the internet. They existed all over the internet. That it was just collected to deceive Rivers people. Thereafter, it was dumped. This man, they call the governor, only succeeded in doing what him and his family have been benefiting from. And it is clear, you also agree with me, look at River State Secretariat, no lie. The former governor of River State, Alfred Dekespif, his Royal Highness, was there. And he had to use torchlight to climb the staircase. Even your station reported it. So what are we saying about this administration if not a total failure, which Rivers people must at this time, in fact, Rivers people are waiting for his tooth.
So, okay, you know, okay, you know, I just want to have a conversation on the prospects of, you know, the pronouncement of the governor about employment or not. I think that caller is obviously pissed off about some other things. And when, by the way, he has a right to be pissed off about, you know, or by whatever it is he decides to allow to piss him off. But once again, the conversation is a very clear, straightforward conversation. The pronouncement by the governor about promoting Rivers workers and the prospect of employing, I think, 10,000 persons. Should there be an excitement about that? That's what the conversation is about. All right, let's keep it strictly down. By the way, I had to let him go. Still 070-093-093. Hello, how try to welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
I'm Opelia calling from Alo. The 2015, the governor did not promote any worker. He did not employ anybody. And how many months left for his administration to go? 2 months. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a month and some days, he wants to promote and at the same time employ 10,000 youths into the civil service. It is laughable.
Why?
It is laughable.
Why is it laughable?
He is just trying to lure the youth to vote for his party and his successor. But we are wiser now. The youth are wiser.
So is it a bad thing for workers to be promoted?
Pardon?
Is it a bad thing? Is there a bad time to be promoted in life?
It's not a bad thing, but we believe he is going to promote the workers without implementing it. That is the issue of it. Just like the way he did 2015, Governor Meshi promoted some workers, but he did not implement it. When he came, Wike did not implement it. That is what he wants to do. We all know that.
All right. Hello, 91.3.
Hello, Dayo.
All right, go on.
My name is William, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
I was coming in. Have you noticed that whenever they are about leaving office, they will come up with this employment and this promotion thing to cause wahala? When another government takes over, it will happen that, hey, I'm not aware about the employment. I'm not aware about the employment. What happened during Amechi's time? I just said that my own observation.
All right, 91.3, you're welcome as well. Please go on.
Afternoon, sir.
Hello, you're welcome. Go on.
Yeah, this is where I was also calling from. And,
go ahead. Hello. Go ahead.
For me, I don't see anything excitement about what Nikki wants to do.
Why?
Because 2014, such thing happened in the last day when I met you. Employ some teachers and lecturer in polytechnic. When Governor Wike come on board, he started those things. So that kind of thing can stay with you in this employment, if such takes place. If the successor did not come from PDP, he can also sack those workers because it's too late for you to employ a civil servant 1 month to the time we leave office. So I don't see anything. I don't see anything that will bring happiness. This is a fraud.
Well, when you say fraud, are you saying that the promotion will not take place?
Even though the promotion takes place, the successor can come and demote those people because he can do this. He did something similar like this when Amechi employed some people and he also promoted some people. Then he can come and he demoted those people. And also sack some of them, that the employment is not going, it's not with due process.
Mm.
It happened here in River State. So I see the same thing take place again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Evening, Daya.
Hello, go on.
Daya, let me just say, if you take a look at what the trend in the States, it's not too good at all. Like me, I have so many friends who are civil servants, so many uncles who happen to be civil servants. And since Odili left, they've done some little promotion, no implementation to date. And if you take a look at how it affects them and their families, I think that there is no good news about it at all. There is no good news about it.
Yeah,
no,
but
no promotion, no implementation for as long as the time passed. So what are we suggesting now?
What do you mean by implementation? Because if you were on level 15, step one, all right. I mean, if you were on level 15, step one, you're probably going to be on level 15, step. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know exactly how it's calculated or tabulated. You know, but you might be on level 15, step three, or step four, or level 16, for that matter. You know, so maybe someone can give some clarity on the issue of implementation. Hello, you're welcome. Please go on. All right, 213.
Hello, Mr. Dale.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
For me, I don't think Rivers people need to be happy concerning the employment that the governor is about to roll out and also the promotion. For the past 7 and 9 months, other people from the other states as their counterparts has almost gone 2 steps ahead of them. Like the junior staff is being promoted every 3 years, and the senior staff has been promoted every 4 years. And your counterpart from other states being promoted with 2 steps. And the governor now said that he's going to promote them. Is he going to give them that 2 step that is already ahead of them? Also, is he going to give them that promotion arrears as instant? And the employment is about to do. The employment has a procedure. Would it just do a kangaroo employment at the end of the day? If the next government comes in, they say there is nothing like employment. Let us look at it side by side. River State Road Management Authority, we are just driven out. They were set by law. Look at the RSSDA. They were just displaced. And they were right now, they are in the court with him. Look at the demonstration school. They went to court with him and they warned him. The governor refused to implement the court judgment. That is, look at the River State Transport.
Apologies, but I would have to end this conversation at this time. I do have a commercial break coming up shortly, after which the headlines are up. Discussions continue after that. Please stay with us. Hard Files continues in a bit.
Tuned in
to Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a better way to give reward.
Yeah,
you want to show your body love.
Love.
Cash token there for you. You don't need to bother anymore. Just how the code. Instant cash flow goes with your belly. Whenever you recharge or pay your bills, with 5K to 100 million. You can buy the token for yourself. Give that to your family and your friends. Where you go purchase the token? Anytime and any day. Any bill you want to pay.
Terms and conditions apply.
The NLNG Science Quiz Competition is here again. Oh, yes. The Nigeria LNG Limited invites all SS1 and SS2 students from public secondary schools in River State to its annual quiz competition. The theme of this year's event is Net Zero Science. The participants stand a chance to win up to 15 million naira worth of prizes in gift items. Are you a teacher or a principal? Visit www.dragnetscreening.ng/NLNG to register your school today. Registration ends March 15, 2023. For inquiries, call 0708-869-5637. This competition is powered by Nigeria LNG Limited in partnership with the River State Ministry of Education and Science Teachers Association of Nigeria, and facilitated by Dragnet Solutions Limited. Nigeria LNG Limited, helping to build a better Nigeria.
the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, will conduct the 2023 general election using the bimodal voter accreditation system, BVAS. On election day, the BVAS equipment will be used to accredit voters by verifying their fingerprints or facial photographs. In each polling unit, every voter must be verified and authenticated before they are allowed to vote. Any intending voter whose fingerprint or facial photograph is not verified by the BVAS equipment will not be able to vote. With this, one man, one woman, one vote is assured, as no one can engage in multiple voting, neither can anyone use the voter cards of another person to vote. After polling, the BVAS equipment will also be used to transmit election results electronically from polling units to the INEC result viewing portal for everyone to see. BVAS will eliminate multiple voting, identity theft, or impersonation. The BVAS will guarantee one man, one woman, one vote. INEC, making your vote count, consolidating our democracy.
This message is brought to you by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, and the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD, with support from the Osiwa Africa Foundation.
No panicking, no panicking, the worry, the end today. Successing and the packaging, they cover you all the way.
Nigeria's most affordable internet service provider, TZT Network Limited, is now live in Port Harcourt City. TZT prides itself in providing the lowest cost of all limited internet service to residential and business users. Port Harcourt residents can now browse, stream, and game 24/7 at an amazing speed and on capped data plan. Connect to TZT Fast All Limited Internet Service for just 12,500 naira monthly. To get started, go to wifi.com.ng/signup to register with us, or call 0908-749-3050, or send a mail to internet@wifi.com.ng. That is internet@wifi.com.ng. What are you waiting for? Sign up today.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
Okay, Mark, discussions continue on Hard Facts today. Thanks for staying tuned. We've got 28 to go before 6 p.m. The major news comes up at 6. However, let's get your take on this. Rivers State Governor Yemi Osunbeke says his administration will soon begin promotion in the civil service and the employment of 10,000 into the service. The governor said this when the new chairman of Nigeria Youth Panel of Nigeria Liberal Congress, NLC in Rivers State, Alex Agwanwo, and the chairman of the Joint Negotiating Council, Emeche Tachukwu, and their executives paid him a courtesy visit at Government House in Port Harcourt. Now, the governor accused a former NLC chairperson in the state, Beatrice Itubo, of promoting an unhealthy relationship between Labour and the state government.
Look at them, they can't maintain the secretary. It's not by mouth. He can maintain it. But now that she has left, and to welcome you, we are going to start the promotion. I didn't want her to take credit. You should take the credit. There's nothing government cannot do for you if we have a good
relationship.
That's how you go about it. You don't go about plotting against the downfall of the government, which will also affect the welfare of your members.
So that the Civil Service Commission can commence the promotion exercise and also commence the employment of the 5,000.
So, considering the antecedents of the state government, some of which I did reel out at the start of this conversation, should workers in Rivers State be excited by the prospect of promotions as announced by the governor? Should unemployed folks or prospective workers in the state civil service be excited by the pronouncement of the state government as well, talking about the employment of a possible 10,000 persons into the state civil service? Let's get your take on this. Lines open, call 070-093-093. Join me via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hard Facts, hi there, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
There is nothing absolutely to be happy about since 2015 down to 2023. Ask what other state civil service have. The number of promotions that would have gone, that would have done in other states you agree with me, it will be not to two or three. I think this whole thing is just to deceive Rivers people and the civil servants, as it were, because he thinks that if he does it, Rivers people haven't been shouting since 2015, so he thinks this is the 11th hour just for him to deceive Rivers people that he wants to employ. Dayo, since 2015 till date, you agree with me, lots of Rivers.
Why do you need for me to agree with you? Why does everybody say you will agree with me? Why do I need to agree with you?
Since 2015, lots of civil servants have retired. Some have died in an office of maybe let's say 5 or 6 persons. Maybe today you have 2 or 3. Then what happens to those who have died as a result of poor payment existing scheme? The River State government, you agree with me, is one state that never agreed to the payment of 30,000 minimum wage, even when we are among the richest in Nigeria. Even when states like Edo State and Akwa Ibom State are paying. But the River State government says we don't have money, but we have money to build 12 flyovers.
Hold on just a moment. I don't. By the way, I should ask you this. Have you called in on this conversation before now?
No, sir.
Okay, you sound like a previous caller. All right, now, number one. I'm not aware that the state government doesn't have 30,000 naira as its minimum wage in Rivers State. If your argument is that the state government has not implemented the consequential adjustment as agreed with labor in the state, now that I might readily agree with you on. I think that's in the public domain. But that it is not implementing 30,000 naira as the state's minimum wage, I'm not certain that's exactly correct.
Anyway, that was in passing. I was just trying to make you understand.
Yeah, even though it's in passing, it's critical information that you're passing nonetheless. So it's not that it may have been said in passing, but the impact obviously is not a passing impact.
Now, the bottom line is, the governor of River State cannot deceive River people with his 11th hour employment and promotion scam. As River people are wise, and they are waiting for him come March 18 to push him and his third term agenda away and vote for Tony.
Okay. No, this conversation is not an opportunity to campaign either. If you want to run a campaign, we've got our marketing office still. No, at this time, they're closed by this time. Today's Friday. Come by the office tomorrow or Monday. Visit our marketing office in town and place your campaign adverts. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Hi there, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Tamla Bima Pebble.
Go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Rumibo. And you know, a lot of people have called, and they're not trying to outline probably what would have been the issues. Like the governor just outlined that there was this unhealthy relationship that the commission had with the government. Okay, let me use the Senator Oshomole. Let me use him as a case study when he was when he was in charge of the Labour Congress. You remember how he would. After he makes a lot of movements for the workers, even when the president would not want to give in, there's a way you play around such people who are, you know, at the end of their affairs, people you need to do something for the public.
How do you play around them?
I think it would be nice.
Hello, question, I'm asking you a question. How do you play around them? How do you play around them?
But that's the way you go about it. Like, okay, who knows if such a person had a political ambition all this while, and maybe it was somehow open. Do you get? A lot of things would have played out.
Okay, let me ask you this. There was a new minimum wage that was announced. While negotiations were going on between Labour at the national level and the federal government, I remember very clearly the River State government, or governor precisely, did state publicly that River State, once an agreement is reached between the federal government and Labour, River State will be one of the first states to commence implementation. Now, that happened. Negotiating committees were set up between the state government and Labour. Agreements were reached on what, there was no discussion on minimum wage. Minimum wage is 30,000 naira. But discussions needed to be had on the consequential adjustments. In other words, by what percentage are we going to increase the salaries of workers on other levels who are not receiving minimum wage of 30,000 naira? Agreements were reached between Labour and the Labour State Government. Reports have it till now that those agreements have not been implemented. So are you suggesting that the Rivers State government should not implement an agreement with Labour which affects workers because it does not have a good relationship with one Labour leader?
But as it stands, you who would want to do something, you need, how would it have been when, but as I talk to you now, it is obvious that he said, about that time, I'm in the system, I knew we used to see stocks on our platforms, okay? We used to see stocks, the agreement that they were making the plans, just about the time. Who knew when this unhealthy relationship started? And we're Nigerians, for God's sake. We know how we do our things here. She should have been, you know, always played the role as someone who stood in for the workers, the public, the masses.
So what you are saying, in essence, is that an agreement reached between government and Labour that affected workers, you're saying it's fine for the state government to renege on that agreement because it had a problem with one Labour leader.
Whatever would have been the issue, who would have gone there if they had no good relationship to meet in person? How would it have been done? That's what I'm saying. But well, for me, what I think, let me just tell you, the people in the system, as I talk to you, the real people in the system now, they're happy that. The most important thing is he has said, okay, these things will be done. For me, I think it would be nice if we recognize the fact that he has said it and there's no time too bad for anybody to be promoted.
Okay, I'd like to ask another question. So when the state government during its first term announced that it was going to employ 10,000 teachers and 4,000 non-teaching staff, are you also suggesting that persons who were projected to have been employed, they were not employed because of its disagreement with the Labour leader?
The unhealthy relationship, that's the thing.
The unhealthy relationship between the River State government or governor so that's why River State is lacking in at least 10,000 teachers and 4,000 teaching staff, because the state government... Hold on. I'll be done with the question shortly, you can respond. So you're saying that River State is lacking in at least 10,000 teachers and 4,000 non-teaching staff because the government has beef with a Labour leader, and that's fine.
You and I don't know anything.
What do you know?
Nigerians know that, okay?
Yeah.
When Osomele was in charge of this body, a lot of things weren't given to Nigerian workers because of that unhealthy relationship they had. But well, let me just tell you, for me, what I think is that to have said it, you know, I think it's cool. Like you said, that there's no time too bad for anybody to be promoted.
So you gave the Obasanjo.
We should stop using disparaging allegations about this time, and then the governor should be apologized to have said this, that it should be done. It was even 5,000, and it was increased to 10,000. People should try and see how they make their way to the point where they have to submit and follow up with the updates they've got. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Now the question, one more question I'd like to ask you. You need to listen to me right now.
And people are here talking, and when you hear them reject why he has said it, they link it to a party.
You need to listen to me right now. If you're not going to listen to me right now, I'm going to have to end this conversation.
They have to follow the process.
All right. It's not a shouting contest. If you're not going to listen to my questions and respond to them, then the conversation is pointless. By the way, I was going to ask him. He referenced some situation between Obasanjo, former President Obasanjo, and former NLC leader Adam Osomole. And I was going to ask him, assuming what he said was true, because he did not give an actual scenario or an actual instance of where the Obasanjo government denied Nigerian workers something because of a bad relationship with then NLC President Adam Oshiomhole. I wish I'd given an actual instance, but it doesn't matter. Assuming what he said is true and there is an actual instance, I was going to ask him, so whatever Obasanjo may have done then as president, denying Nigerian workers something that was due them because of a beef with Adam Oshiomhole, was that a good thing at that time? But I suspect that he may have preempted that question coming, so maybe he didn't want to hear it. Anyways, the line is still open. Let's get your take. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Daniel. Good evening.
All right, go on, please.
Yeah, my name is Ogundo, and I'm calling you from Roboko. Something I think what people are doing is, there is a saying that somebody, don't allow it to happen to you. That is what we are saying. In civil service, until you get close to the civil servants, you will know what they are suffering. Anybody can call on air to say anything. Yeah, the governor's trying. All this while, for how many good years? If you begin to calculate, somebody who has been over 8 years, next year, the person is supposed to go into 3 promotions. Each 3 years, 1 promotion. Each 3 years, 1 promotion. And for 8 years, to make it 9 years, somebody's supposed to go 3 good years. It's then all this while, none. And somebody will come on air. Go to the civil servant, to the secretary and see 60-something years old, 50-something years old, 40-something. What are we saying?
What is the retirement age in River State? Do you know?
It depends. For now, we don't have any study. What they say is 60 years. Some person say 65.
No, there must be a retirement age. It can't be both. It can't be two ages.
What they are saying now, as I'm talking to you, there is, ask anybody, what they say normally before is 65 years. But they are beginning to bring it up to 60 years and 65 years, depending on where you are. So what I'm saying in essence is this. Let's leave about who has tried and who has not tried. What we expect is to implement some persons before now that have been promoted. Just recently, Obaseki increased worker salary. Has it done any increment? This is what we are saying. We are past the level of continual saying or coming to publish and tell people all this and all that. What we want is implement. We are more than this. So if anybody is elogizing the governor, civil servants rule. We must come and beg the governor before the governor does anything. Or good.
Okay, so if the governor did not promote workers before, and maybe that's a terrible thing, so does it mean that he should not promote workers now?
Dayo, it is a must that he should promote workers. That is a must. It's a civil service rule. Every 3 years you do that. It does not mind whether this thing has a good relationship with the governor or not. It is in our constitution, and we should obey. Let's say the truth and say the fact on how it should be. Sorry, this is how it's supposed to be. Whether in a good relationship, it doesn't mean okay. For example, he's not good with the outgoing labor woman. Are we not good with him as civil servant? Have we come to do anything wrong to him because of one woman? Studies about. How many thousands of persons? May God help us. Thank you very much and God bless.
You as well. Saying Stephen via Facebook goes, Dan, good evening. Rivers people can never be excited about this because promotion and employment has procedure while 2 months will not be enough for the process. Contrail Charles goes, this fire brigade approach entails that Wike deliberately left the civil servants to remain in one spot. It was deliberate to inflict in unemployment after 8 years. This employment is fake. They won't be paid before he leaves office. Wike shouldn't happen to Rivers again. Blessed Okon goes, Rivers suits who are unemployed to use this golden opportunity from Governor Wike to the advantage instead of listening to opposition who are always discrediting government policies. It's better late than never. Please, I need this employment. Thanks to Governor Wike for promoting Rivers workers. Okay, Blessed. Line 213, welcome.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
I am Ujena.
Turn off your radio set, please. Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello.
Go ahead.
state. I don't think Muke has done the right thing, though. Because there is a backlog of salaries from our old NIAs, from our old 2APAs. So if the workers are going to...
Okay, I'm wondering how to end this conversation. Apologies. I did repeatedly ask the caller to turn off the radio set, but they desisted from doing that. Hello, Hartfrankty, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, is that Dio?
Hi, you're live from radio. You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, go on.
Maybe what I just present is part of your discussion on the employment of 10,000 workers. Mine is very short. If the 2,000 person you have employed as SA, they cannot pay they are 20,000 naira. What will happen to the 10,000 people or applicants he wants to employ now? Is the question I want to ask.
They were not paid?
Until now, 2,000 persons have not received their 20,000
naira. Are they 2,000? I thought they were 100,000 or something like that.
Okay, maybe 100,000 or so. Up to now, some have just received 20,000 naira for a month. And rest, and the politics is coming to an end. Next week, election, and after that, we don't know what happened. So how will they manage to pay those that you want to plan out, 10,000? Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I need to confirm those figures, though, those who were employed. And I think that one time there were 50,000. I don't know if it was increased to what. I think it was increased to what. Can someone help me with that, please? I think that one time it was increased to 100,000 or something of that nature. Anyways, still got a few minutes to go. 913, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, Dayo.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
Ongwen Emmanuel is my name.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. It's better late than never. It's better. I will be happy if he will implement it to the fullest. I know that following his antecedent, people are scared. People are not, they are not feeling. They are not will. They are not. Their mind. They are not satisfied that the governor will implement it.
I believe
that people should have confidence that he will do it.
Why should they have that confidence? Because you referenced antecedents when you started speaking. So why going by the antecedents, why should the people have confidence?
It's better late than never.
No, I get that. A pronouncement can be better late than never. I'm referencing your statement that people should have confidence. And my question to that is, why should folks have confidence in the statement?
Why they should have confidence is because that he has done some little field university, both in UOE and some other areas too. But I believe in that. I know that when Amechi wanted to leave, Amechi in 2015, he did 13,000 workers. He recruited 13,000 workers. But they want to leave. And I know the governor did not stop it. He only stopped a few of the sustainable development businesses. So I believe that, I know that if we give Mr. we should entice him for having said that he's going to promote people to work out and also going to deployment. So we should entice him and criticizing him. And that's what I feel.
Well, you have him as well. There are 200,000 SAs. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. I thought there were in the hundreds of thousands, as a matter of fact. All right. Maybe a few more comments before wrapping this up. Let's see. Okay, this is a very, very long one. Good evening. Following this conversation, I expect to hear the root cause of this said disagreement or unhealthy relationship, but I can't figure it. Can you ask your caller? Callers who are concerned, that's a Michael. But I'm at a loss as well as to what this root cause of this unhealthy relationship might be and what exactly is the cause. Because I think by default, Labour usually has an unhealthy relationship with government. I think by default, it usually is that way.